13, training camp's officially begun. For us, players pretty much been arriving all week. We had our physicals this morning, starting at 6 a.m. Players are currently going through a testing process. And then at noon, we will start with our administrative meetings, which will basically every department will speak to the football team, expectations, goals, and so forth. We also, for the first time, we're bringing in our NFL security meeting will also be today. So we'll break late this afternoon, and then we will start with our football meetings tonight, team meeting, installation meetings, preparing for our first practice in the morning. So we're excited about it, and especially the three-hour administrative meeting. So that was Schumer. So with that, I'll start with your questions.
Mike, last year, some key injuries in preseason games, some other unusual circumstances. By the time you got your season started, you used the word erratic about that training camp. What have you done in this past year in terms of your scheduling and your approach this year to learn from that?
Well, when I listen to your question, I think it's really two different topics there. If I recall, my recollection of training camp last year, when I spoke on being erratic, I didn't feel we had the rhythm and timing as a team coming out of training camp that we had in prior years. So that was just what my information and how the camp went. Now, we did have, every year it seems like you have a position that is stressed by injuries. That's part of the training camp process. Training camp, frankly, I refer to it as a preseason camp because it is different than the traditional training camp. So I have all the confidence that we will do a better job, being healthier. There's certain stress points in the camp, and particularly how many days you practice in a row and what you do in those particular days. You may notice the changes, you may not, but we probably have about six or seven adjustments that we'll discuss with the team tonight on how we approach training camp, and I'm confident it'll help us be a healthier team, which gives you a chance to practice and gain the consistency and conformity that you want coming out of training camp.
So, Mike, what is the overriding message you're going to tell the team tonight?
Is
there a theme?
Yeah, there's a theme every year, and I'm not going to discuss it right now. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, but, I obviously want to talk to the team about it first. I think that's fair. But, it's our goal never changes. It's always the same. But we have a theme, and it's obviously an illustration of how I see this football team and the path that we're going to take.
Mike, what was the thought process of moving back to the morning practices? Was that a reflection of the regular season schedule this year?
Well, if you look at our regular season schedule, really one of the strengths I've always felt, particularly when you're dealing with group dynamics, is get them up early, get your heavy lifting done in the morning. And so we were always doing that in season. I felt over the years it was really helpful. I thought our continuity in season is probably one of the strengths of our program, just the way we go about our business. We went to the night schedule in training camp for other reasons, but the AM practice schedule is one of those topics, six or seven points that I talked on earlier that I feel will help us as a football team as far as battling potential fatigue injuries, which every team is threatened by in a training camp schedule.
Mike, how much of the changes that you have made are with the eye on being healthier?
Well, hey, we have building blocks in our program, and one of them is availability and accountability. And, we have not hit the target on availability two out of the last 3 years. So it's definitely a point of emphasis. Most of it is really just the way it goes. Injuries can't be avoided. So that's sometimes you have good years and, sometimes not so good years. So we're doing everything we can. Trust me, we've looked at everything involved in our program. You'll see some things on the practice field tomorrow morning that will show that we've made some adjustments and we're doing everything we can to address it.
Mike, I'm not sure. It's Belichick, it's Marvin, and I think it's Tom Coughlin, who's been with our teams longer than you. I think it's you and to school, Quinnipiac and Peyton that have been the same. How do you keep them fresh? I mean, this is year eight for you. I understand we're talking about all these changes you make, but from a personal perspective, it's the same voice in the front of the room 8 years mm-hmm. ago. What do you do to kind of adjust your approach?
I think it's a great question, and I think if it's never fresh for me, then I probably need to step aside, because every season is so unique. Every challenge in this business is frankly is easy to get up for, because you're challenged every single day. You're challenged from so many different angles. A lot of thought goes into, you know, the start of training camp, you know, how you feel about each team, because they are different. You know, the starting point's always different. So it's very fresh for me, and I'm excited to talk to them today.
How do you see the social dynamic of the team changing as the players leave? You get some leaders leave with mm-hmm. Charles and Donald and those guys who have left. Have you seen through the minicamps other players stepping up and being those kind of leaders for some of the other players?
So you're talking about leadership dynamic or social?
Dynamic, more than that.
You know, I'm such a social juggernaut. I'm sure you see that on Twitter. But, I mean, leadership-wise, to me, leadership is an ongoing challenge of creating opportunities for growth throughout your whole team. And it goes from the top to the bottom, from the older guys to the younger guys. We've looked at it extensively, as we really do every year, and really challenge the players to take more of a leadership role. And leadership isn't about giving speeches. I mean, it's more about, you know, what you illustrate and how you act and behave and ultimately produce in your performance. So we talk, coach, and I think our players really understand that you don't have to wait to be a 7-year veteran to all of a sudden, hey, now I'm a leader. I think it's a total misconception of what true leadership is, and it's something that, as a football team, we're continuing to try to improve on.
Mike, how do you view your quarterback's leadership? As a former player who's obviously got a strong opinion about it that isn't very positive, how do you kind of view that and what Aaron's done in your locker room?
I think Aaron Rodgers' leadership has continued to grow. He obviously puts a lot of time and energy into it, and it's really reflected in the little things that no one really sees, and to me that's really the definition of a true leader, the ability to stack the individual moments with individuals throughout, not only the locker room, but throughout the building, particularly in the football operations department. So I just think it's really an outstanding role model of going about it. Now, you know, everybody grows and hits some bumps and twists and turns along the way, but he is very committed, very in tune with what's in the best interest of the football team. So I'm very proud of him, just the way he is taking that responsibility and feels that it'll be greater than ever going into this season.
So, Mike, when a former player goes somewhere else and makes comments about people here or the way things are here, how do you –
Well, you know, when you put on that purple, something happens to you. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, Greg was, a great player for us. You know, we had a lot of great moments, and he was fun to coach. So, I don't put a whole lot into that.
Yesterday, C.J. Wilson told us at Movement that he's anticipating this camp more than any other. You worked hard in OTAs, and seeing San Fran in week one definitely has been an incentive for him.
Well, I mean, everybody always looks forward to the first game, and then obviously having the opportunity to play the 49ers is something that we'll definitely be excited about and work towards, especially, you know, obviously the way our season ended. But, CJ's, he has a big camp in front of him. You know, he's a veteran player. He's done some good things, and he knows as well as anybody we need to take another step as a defense. So, this training camp will be extremely competitive throughout our football team, and even more so at the defensive line. So I really enjoy CJ and just the way he goes about it, and he's still a young player that has growth in front of him. Very powerful man.
Mike, as you think about yourself, obviously a lot happens during the course of the season in coaching. How much do you personally enjoy what you do in the offseason to get to this point?
You mean like the last 4 weeks or just throughout the – from the season? The off season to me is all about the preparation for today. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. I've always looked at the off season program as a launching pad into the training camp. We clearly had a better off season program this past year than the prior year. That's clear and evident to everybody. I think we've definitely got it back the way it needs to be as far as the approach, the demand, and you know the heightened awareness. And you know, and I feel like I'm talking about a team that hasn't won any games, but that's not the fact. You know, we clearly understand it's about winning the world championship here in Green Bay. I mean, that, like I said, our goal will never change. But I really like the approach that's coming into training camp. So it's all about stacking success, and it's putting two practices back to back that are good quality practices you can learn and grow from. And it's no different for the coaching staff as far as you prepare and you plan for your meetings. And we had a staff meeting yesterday, and you're in this league long enough, you have a chance to get away with your family and take a break. And then the 4th of July comes, the fireworks go off, and it just seems like it's kind of a you start looking at the what days that start, and I think everybody starts getting ready. And I know that's kind of always been it's kind of the way I've gone about it.
Mike, you talked about the competition level coming into this camp. How do you impress upon low picks or the undrafted free agents that opportunity truly is there?
Very simple. We have the rookie orientation meeting. I show all the rookies. I've told them that we were a draft and develop program, and really we're a draft and undrafted and develop program. The makeup of our roster reflects that. So, frankly, the injuries. I tell them that too. If I'm putting these slides up and you see, practices missed, games missed. If I'm a young player and I'm sitting in that room, he's got an opportunity to make our team. So, we give him all the chance, and I feel good about it. Now, some guys may not get as many reps as the others, but every man in that room, we have an opportunity to make our football team. Our history, represents that, and it'll be no different this year.
Mike, are all the physicals done? Do you know who's going to be starting camp on the PUP?
They're just about done with them as far as, right before I come in here. They got a couple tests, some tests that they have to do. There's testing going on now in the Hudson Center, but I don't have the – I probably won't have the final medical report afternoon.
Do you have an idea, at least on, Sherrod and DeJuan Harris and maybe Jerome Worthy?
No. Today's exam will be big for all those guys.
Mike, a month ago you were pretty adamant about saying your running game was going to improve this season. What makes you so confident?
Big letters, that's adamant? Okay. We need to run the ball better. I mean, that's a fact of the matter. We put a lot of points on the board. It falls in line with our goal each and every week. And each and every day when we step on the field, we're about winning and quality of play. It's one thing to win the football game, but you have to be honest and look at everything that goes on in that game, regardless of the outcome or the final score of that game. And there's things that we're always going to work on. So most things we're very good at, and it never gets talked about much, but that's the reality of it. But the things that we need to improve on, our guys are very much in tune with it, and they take it personal. It's great that you write about it. It helps me immensely, and we'll continue to stay after that. But running the football is a collective effort. There needs to be commitment from the play caller. It's something we need to do a better job of, and I'm confident that we will.
How tough is it to gauge your running game in a practice setting in 2013?
Gauge it in a practice setting in 2013? It's the way you look at it when the practice is over, you evaluate the film, you look at the crispness of the blocking and the timing and the rhythm of that and the footwork in the back and the decision of the back. Playing running back is no different than playing quarterback. The quarterback's graded for every decision that he makes throwing the football, and the running back's graded for every decision he makes, running the football. So that's the way you go about it. So it's about playing with proper technique, making good decisions, and obviously, using your skill level and the fundamentals needed, particularly when you get to the second level. Frankly, we need to be a better second-level run team. Our issues are not as much – on the first level, the more on the second level.
Mike, when you think back to what training camp was like, when you started out in Kansas City to today, half as many practices, as you still have to accomplish those things, getting the team in football shape, players understanding the playbook, and having to make those roster evaluations. Is it tougher now to accomplish all those things as a coach?
I mean, I think everybody clearly understands it's a totally different era of training your football team. There's clearly a lot less information in today's camps than there was back in 93. I mean, I can remember Marty Schottenheimer going, you know, 2 days in pads. I think we 14 days in a row or something, you know, 50. So, I mean, you had all the information you needed about each and every player if he fit the role or fit the profile what you're looking for in your football team. We've continued to go the other way here in my time here. You know, we've reduced the number of team reps again this year. So, you know, we're finding, you know, different, safer ways to try to train our football team. The impact of the off-season program is huge in the development of your team. Obviously, the CBA is put structure and guidelines and limitations on how much and even how it's in some places you can train your team. So it's really two totally different environments.
Mike, are you curious that you know, the performance-enhancing drug topic is not going anywhere? And as far as football goes, it looks like the NFL and the Players Association are getting closer to maybe upping, you know, the testing for that kind of thing. What are your thoughts on that? And do you have a message for your players? Is that part of the message for the players to be smart about everything you're doing?
Well, when we have the meeting today, I mean, we'll talk about everything. I mean, every department, you know, the trainers will have an opportunity to talk about it. They'll address everything in their area, you know, but you know, also the equipment, you know, once again, every department that touches our football team will have an opportunity to speak and present today. And as far as the HGH testing, I think that clearly falls in the category of player safety. I mean, it's an ongoing, constant emphasis of the league office, and it's good to see that they're heading the right direction.
Wes, last one.
Mike, just how comfortable are you going into camp with three quarterbacks, or is that a position you think you need to address? Because you mentioned kind of reducing.
Yeah. Well, the three quarterbacks, you know, is really a product of Matt, you know, Matt's injury. We were hopeful to go with four. And add to that, you know, the flip side of it too, and I think, you know, everybody knows this. You know, you're talking about training camp today and the number of reps you have in training camp, and the ability to really get three quarterbacks ready is about your limit. You know, the fourth quarterback, in my opinion, in today's training camp environment is tough. There's just not enough reps. So you like to have them for the fundamental and the individual, and you can grow that particular guy, but to really think you're going to have an all-out competition and you know, between, you know, your second and third quarterback and give them enough opportunities in today's environments is challenging. So, you know, the number three quarterback, as far as how many number of times we practice and how many times we have team reps, really is a better fit. I'd have five quarterbacks if you could, if it made sense. It's just, but you know, that's really the development of your 90-man roster. So will we go to a fourth quarterback? I mean, that's, you know, that's something that we'll look at as we move forward. But, you know, as Ted and I have talked, you know, we're going to stay with the three quarterbacks.
Hey, Mike, Ted got up there yesterday and said he thanks God every day that you're the coach of the Packers.
Did he really?
He did.
That's nice.
How has that relationship grown, and not only the working relationship but the friendship, and what does it mean to hear that your boss said that about you?
That's a good day. No, Ted's awesome. Ted Thompson is clearly the most consistent individual I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and you know, he's the same guy personally. So I'm very thankful for Ted Thompson and the opportunity he's given me, but also the program that we've been able to build here and the consistency that we're able to give to the people around us. I think that speaks volumes about the confidence we have in our people, the confidence that we have in one another. Because when you micromanage and you don't trust the people below you and you know, the support staff and the middle management, you know, that, to me, it's kind of a short-term success formula. So we've built this thing for the long term. It's a product of how we built and designed, you know, player acquisition and the ability to coach these guys up, and we feel it's very important for our fans that we show up and we have a very good football team every year.